Well, today I got hypnotized.
Yeah.
I still love you, so you don't need to be worried. It wasn't like,
You are getting sleepy. When you wake up, you will not like that Yellen Marsh anymore. She will be a mere memory.
No, that didn't happen.
You know, it's funny. In the spirit of making everything about myself, mm-hmm. I did think that was the reason you were getting hypnotized. So actually, that's a really freeing piece of information.
Ellen, you are getting sleepy. When you wake up, you will sign over all of your money to Joey Taranto.
Joke's on you. You pay the bills. You pay me. You've got all the passwords.
Yellen Marsh, how you doing, baby girl?
Good, and welcome down, bitches, to I Think Not, the podcast where the men run everything, control the money, keep our credit cards, and tell us what to do. It's like the 1950s here on the good old radio waves.
Go make me a meatloaf.
Now, bitches, welcome to I Think Not, the podcast where Joey Taranto and me, Ellen Marsh, recap all of your favorite true crime TV shows. And it is true, Joey does handle the money. He could be robbing me blind. Honey, how come we only made $6.27 last month?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting a call. I should take this.
Well, we have some good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news is Joey is getting his wish. The bad news is, y'all, we're doing I Almost Got Away With It for one more week. Okay, Joey texted me yesterday. We were going over all the shows that you guys have recommended, and he said, or, ... we could just do one more episode of I Almost Got Away With It.
I'm a happy boy.
So if you're new here on the general feed, we rotate your favorite true crime TV shows every month or so. But on our Patreon, that is where we do our long series. We are right smack dab in the middle of Playboy Murders. I am absolutely loving it. How are you loving it, Joey? It's a great show.
It is a great show. Turns out very dark. Don't say it. Shush.
You know we do true crime, right?
Okay, Jesus. You can find us at patreon.com/ithinknot.
There you will find all kinds of bonus goodies, including if you go to the Hallelujah What's It To You tier, you can join us on our Swamp Talk. And next month's Swamp Talk, y'all, is something you are really going to want to be a part of. Should we tell them?
Yeah, we're going to have some of our best friends join, and y'all can ask them questions about us.
We're going to have you guys submit your questions that our best friends will tell you. So you don't have to hear the stories and the trauma from us. You can hear it from our friends who lived through it. That's right. On our Hallelujah What's It To You tier, you get once a month. Once a month, you get our bonus talk show. We also have four bonus episodes a month. You can pretty much fill your calendar with I Think Not if that is your kind of crazy. We also have ad-free tiers. We have a close friend circle on Instagram. We also have a merch tier that you all are going to be getting very, very soon. And we just had our first paint party. Did we talk about that yet?
That was so fun. And I needed that.
So one of our options in our Take a Sprite and Leave tier is a quarterly paint party by one of our down bitches who is an amazing artist, an amazing painter, Katie from I Can Paint, and we all were on Zoom, y'all, having a good old-fashioned sip and paint. Turns out, I am the worst artist out of everyone.
No, you're not. You did a great job.
It was really fun. We all chatted, sang, talked, painted. It was great. So head on over to Patreon if you feel like hanging out with us a little bit more in your month, or just keep staying here and have fun here, too. We love it here.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right, Joey, this one is for you. And I gotta say, this was worth the bonus episode because this one is fan-fucking-tastic. Season 6, Episode 6, Got to Rob a Pawn Shop.
A brazen gun thief terrorizes his small town.
Come on!
They thought they were gonna be killed.
He's caught and cuffed, but prison bars can't hold him.
If you put a dog in a cage, he's going to try to get out.
He teams up with a fellow inmate to bust out.
We're not supposed to let the bad guys get away, so we take it very personal.
Somebody's home!
This headstrong criminal is willing to pay the ultimate price for freedom.
It was eventually going to end with prison or death.
Well, it is summer of 2006, and we are in... Boonville. That's right, we are in Boonville, Indiana.
And while 2006 brought us such bangers as...
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin Timberlake. I can't remember if we hate you or love you right now.
We hate him.
Also, does that make me crazy? And of course, when they tried to bring them down, the chick sang this song. Fucking love the Dixie Chicks, but do you know what the number
just the
one?
Chicks now.
They were the Dixie Chicks then, smartass.
Yeah, but now it's just the Chicks, and for very good reason.
Yeah, but when we're talking about that song, they were the Dixie Chicks. Okay, just because you got hypnotized does not mean that you can come out back into the real world with an attitude. Do you know what the number one song of 2006 was?
I'm gonna guess Single Ladies.
Great guess. No, it was this. 'Cause you had a bad day.
Yeah, they love to play that song on American Idol just as they crushed some 17-year-old's dream of becoming the next American Idol. And they'd be like, you are going home. And then it's, you had a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah. Joey, that feels like it was like 7 years ago. What is wrong with me?
We're getting older. That's what's happening.
I hate it. I do not like it.
Well, it's 2006, like you said, and we hear about 19-year-old Conan Helsley, who has decided to become a businesswoman. What kind of businesswoman? Thank you for asking. I'd love to tell you. The kind that sells illegal firearms on the black market. What could possibly go wrong?
You heard Joey right. Yes. His name is Conan, as in
Conan.
Yeah, that kind of Conan. Where is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I have no idea, to be honest. I know he was the governor of California for a while.
He is the weirdest movie star. Like, who looked at Arnold Schwarzenegger with, like, muscles the size of, like, a mid-sized sedan, that weird Austrian accent, and, like, some guy was like, okay, now hear me out. That guy's gonna be a movie star. Like, he can't talk. Don't make it. Do you know how many lines he had in The Terminator?
Not many, I would imagine.
He had 17 lines in The Terminator. That is actually a useless piece of knowledge that I know. They were like, listen, guys, this is the star of our movie. Can we make him say, like, not even a lot of words because nobody knows what he's talking about? How is he such a big movie star?
Because he was a big sex symbol back in the day, and I never got it. But you know what I will give it to him for?
What?
Kindergarten Cop. It's a great movie. Is it a tumor?
It's not a tumor.
That's all I remember from that movie is that.
Are you kidding? My favorite line in that movie is this little kid eating other kids' lunches and he goes, are these your lunches? And the kid goes, mm-mm.
You mean you eat other people's lunches?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Movie star. Movie star. Joey, guess who's back?
Who?
Miracle Made. There is one thing I will never scrimp on quality, and that is sheets. And Miracle Made's bed sheets, inspired by NASA, uses silver-infused fabrics, and they make temperature-regulating bedding. But that's not my favorite part. You know what my favorite part is, right?
The money-back guarantee.
No, they are self-cleaning sheets. That silver that regulates your temperature, it also prevents 99.7% of bacterial growth. I mean, that almost makes sleeping in a bed with a man worthwhile.
There is nothing but comfort and quality when you sleep in Miracle Sheets, which are luxurious, and it comes without the high price tag of other luxury brands, and it's like you're sleeping in your favorite hotel sheets.
And also, let's talk about the temperature regulating, because sleep is so important. When I get in a bad sleep cycle, I am a grumpy goose. Not even the silly kind, the grumpy kind. And whatever that magical silver-infused fabrics are doing, they're doing it right, because if you wake up too hot or too cold, I cannot stress how much you would benefit from using Miracle Made bed sheets.
So go to trymiracle.com/thinknot to try Miracle Made sheets today.
And whether you're buying them for yourself or a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%.
And if you use our promo thinknot at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's back with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/thinknot and use the code thinknot to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%.
Again, that's trymiracle.com/thinknot to treat yourself.
Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. And thank you, Ellen, for being you.
Aww.
Helsley and his business partners get their merchandise the old-fashioned way.
We'd break in the house. We'd get what we were there for, and then we'd get out.
Conan and his associates, as they are called.
Like they have 401ks and an HR department and some shit.
Yeah, and stock in the company.
Can I get stock options as well? Only after you work for the company for a year. Great. How much paid vacation?
Yeah, Blue Cross Blue Shield, though. It's great.
It's fantastic.
And so they would break into a house.
Y'all, I'm going to miss this about this show. We cut to these reenactment actors in like old school ski masks with like the eyes cut out. It is broad daylight.
Yep.
Like they're like, hey, you guys, put on the signs that we're thieves. And they just pull on. Why are you using ski masks? It's like, why don't you just have a neon arrow that says bad guy?
I think you can stop with why on I almost got away with it. Why? There's a lot of whys here.
So not only are they the worst thieves ever in terms of costumes, they also break into houses by throwing a brick through a window.
Uh-huh.
Has anyone ever heard of picking locks? What are they teaching kids in school these days? No marketable skill. Because then reenactment Chris gets out of robbing this reenactment house and he takes off his ski mask. These are the worst thieves ever.
They just do things differently in Boonville. Well, once they got the fuck out of there, it was all profit because they didn't have to buy the guns. They were stolen. Now, we get some backstory on Conan. His father, Terry, is here, who I was oddly attracted to.
I don't trust any man that has longer hair than me.
Hey,
that's a thing.
Hey, I used to have long hair for years.
No, this man has a ponytail that goes down his back.
I like it.
No, absolutely not. It was very unruly. It was a long ponytail. That ponytail was longer than mine, sir.
Well, he tells us that Conan was a straight-A student, extremely intelligent, and happened to just hang out with the wrong people, which is what my mother said when I joined this podcast.
What's he doing? I don't know. Hanging out with the wrong people. That's all I know.
But Conan says,
I've never really been into drugs or alcohol, but adrenaline rush I was always into. I don't want to say I was addicted, but I probably was.
I will say that when I used to sneak out of my parents' house as a teenager and go to my neighbor Brandon's house to drink until all hours of the morning, I did get that adrenaline rush because if I were to get caught, I would have been grounded till yesterday.
Where's Joey? I think he's grounded. He's 44. So Conan is breaking into homes, stealing guns, and selling them for a profit, but he decides he needs more money because he wants to invest in the stock market, and he really wants to increase his portfolio. He has a lot of financial goals that he wants to meet. Just kidding. He wants to move in with his girlfriend, Brandy, who he's only been with for a couple of months, which is a great idea, which, you know, it's
it
like,
always works out.
Everyone should be on the lesbian plan. Do you like me? Do you like, I like you. Let's get a U-Haul. Let's stick together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I did the same thing with my ex-fiance. It all happened very quickly. Yeah, you know what?
Listen, how did that work out?
Great. Listen, Conan turned into Breathless Mahoney and Dick Tracy because he was all,
I want more.
Now, in a twist of events, Brandy is here.
Mm-hmm. But it does say ex-girlfriend, so spoiler alert, it seems like they're no longer together.
Yeah.
Which is the saddest part, because I really felt like they built a solid foundation with those couple months they were together. So, I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, Brandy said, oh, the only thing I wanted to do at that age was the opposite of what my parents told me to do. And girl, I felt that so hard because that was me. What do you want me to do? You want me to go to church? I'm not going. What do you want me to do? You want me to pray? I'm not praying. What do you want me to do? You want me to be straight? I am gay. Gay. He's gay. But didn't we all do that?
No, I had scary parents. I didn't. I was a good kid. I guess I didn't drink. I was scared. I don't know. I was scared. I'm scared of everything. I'm still scared. I'm scared that my mom is going to call me now and be like, Ellen.
Yeah.
Anna Rita's scary. She's tiny and she's scary.
Yeah. Your mom, you're one karate chop away from a tomb. Okay. Yeah. She's a terrifying woman.
In July 2006, an officer pulls Helsley over for a routine traffic stop.
Let me see your registration.
But when the policeman sees a shotgun in the back seat,
I need you to step outside, please.
Things get serious fast.
You say this is belonging to you?
And he's like, no, I've never seen that shotgun before in my life. Like, it's here. And he gets arrested. There you go. Wham,
literally.
Bam. Thank you, ma'am. What? How that shotgun get there? I have no idea where that. Do you know what my mom would have said when I was little?
What?
Did that grow legs and crawl into your car?
It's very Kristen Wiig and Bridesmaids.
No, it's not me. I'm with him. I'm Mrs. Iglesias.
Who has a shotgun willy-nilly in their backseat? That's when you got lazy. You got real lazy. So Conan ends up spending 2 months in the county jail, and then he's released on probation. But the problem is, in a small town like Boonesville, you don't want to be on the cops' radar, because when you're running a black market gun enterprise and the police know who you are, chances are you're not going to get away with shit.
So his new goal becomes leaving town, getting out.
Yeah.
Which, of course, violates his parole, because he was on 2 years probation after his time in the county jail. So he was like, I have an idea. I know that I'm in trouble, and the thing that I want to raise money for is going to get me in more trouble. How about I go steal some guns from a swap shop? Joey, what is a swap shop?
That literally, I wrote down, what is a swap shop?
I was like, is it like a bartering thing where they're like, I got a couple tires in the backseat. Can I swap them for these Air Jordans?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand at all. Hey, I've got a couple of slap bracelets from the 90s. I'll swap that for a Ford Taurus. Does that even out? Does that work?
If anyone has a swap shop or knows what a swap shop is, let me know, because they didn't say pawn shop. They said swap shop.
I guess that's what they call them over here in Indiana.
Now, I know we give this show a hard time for being silly and ridiculous, and they have horrible reenactment actors and the sets and the props. But here's one thing that I Almost Got Away With It will always do. It will always give you information that you might not have otherwise have known.
Okay.
December 20th, 2006. 5 days before Christmas.
How are we supposed to know that?
They're like, look, we may put a ski mask on you in broad daylight, but we do math.
You know why? They care, okay? That's why this show is hard to leave. They want to make sure you know things. And I, for one, appreciate that.
Me too.
What am I supposed to keep up with the calendar?
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do?
Don't make me count the days. So yes, it is right before Christmas, and Conan here has a new holiday classic for you. It goes like this. I'ma rob this motherfucking swap shop here today. Eat my ass, gon' steal their guns, and then I'll run away. Got a Christmas sale on these black market guns I'm gonna sell. I'm a businesswoman, so I say what the hell, but you gotta wrap your own shit.
Find us on Spotify and iTunes.
Conan is brilliant.
But also, see, again, looping it back, you would have never known it was Christmas time unless they told you. I Almost Got Away With It. We love you.
We sure do. So Conan has roped in his older brother, Terry, who has never broken the law, to help rob the swap shop, along with girlfriend Brandy.
The man who plays older brother Terry looks like Brian Koberger. It's not Brian Koberger, you guys, I promise, but I did a quadruple take. I was like, if this actor is Brian Koberger and the full circledness of it, it's not him. It's not him.
It's
Carry
not.
On.
Yeah. So they sit outside waiting for customers to leave, and brother Terry is freaking out.
He's so nervous.
He is breathing all heavy. He is determined. He's like, you can do this. Oh my God, you can do this. You can go in there. You can do it. You can be robbing a bank. There's nothing to it. You just get a gun. You get a ski mask. It's fine. It's fine. It's a swap shop. What is a swap shop? It doesn't matter. We're going to take the swap shop's money. The money will be ours, and then we're good to go. I can do this. My brother's here. His girlfriend is here. I have moral support. I'm fine. Everything is fine. I can do this. I beat Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3. If I can do that, I can do this. It's fine.
And Conan's like, don't worry about it. I brought the ski masks again. Yes, it's broad daylight, and we're going to walk in, and people are going to instantly know we're the bad guys, but this somehow seems like a great plan. Everyone got it? Brother Terry, here's your ski mask. He's like, yeah, okay, ski mask, okay. I'm gonna can I breathe out of that? Because I'm hyperventilating.
The last customer finally leaves the shop.
Thank you.
Leaving only the owners inside.
Look, they're coming out.
You ready? Let's do this. Let's do it.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Good?
Let's go.
The brothers go inside to rob the joint while girlfriend Brandy is getting ready to, you know, it sits in the getaway car.
And but she's not in the driver's seat.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what girlfriend Brandy is doing. She's just like taking pictures for Instagram. JK, there was no Instagram back then. But what is she doing? She's just like, go boys. She's there for like moral support. She's not even in the driver's seat.
She's queuing up their favorite song. He was like, when I get back here and I get that money, I better hear Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. I'm going to be very upset.
And do not play that stupid song that's been all over the radio, Bad Day, because this will not be a bad day. This is going to be a very good day. So make sure that shit does not come on the radio or I will be pissed.
So Conan and Terry run into this swap shop, whatever the fuck that is, point their guns at these poor owners. Conan grabs $500 cash out of one of their hands, and brother Terry holds the gun on them while Conan fills up a duffel bag with all the pistols. And Terry's just like, please don't move. Please, please. He said like, please, like 12 fucking times. And just like that, they're gone. The robbery only took like 5 minutes.
And they're like, and I'm taking these precious moments dolls too. Whoever swapped these out are fucking ridiculous. These are fucking collector's items. Peace. So they drive away, not Brandy. No, Conan gets in the driver's seat and drives away. And of course, the poor frazzled store owners call the police and they put out a bolo for their car, which BTW was a very, very cute Volvo.
A silver Volvo.
It was very cute.
Well, not even minutes later, a patrol car spots the getaway car and it's go time. Now, Conan is not about to pull over for these cops. It's now a chase. And as they're driving, brother Danny is like, cool, so you're going down this hill right now, and at the bottom there is a T, which I guess is what they call a dead end in Boonesville, Indiana. What the fuck is a T?
He was like, there's a T coming up here, man. A T. I was like, the T? That's like the subway in Boston. A T? It was a dead end. I was like, what? Who wrote this script? Where is this person from? A T? No, they're coming to a dead end.
Yeah, and there's no time to stop and turn around. Conan is flying, and next thing you know, they are crashed in a ditch, and they are not wearing their seatbelts. Kids, wear your seatbelts. Ellen, how did we survive the 80s?
I don't know, but honestly, if I go back to the lessons my mother taught me, it was always never show up to a party empty-handed.
Good one.
Always write a thank you card. And yep. If you are going to rob a swap shop at gunpoint, don't get in a car accident. And if you do, wear your seatbelt. My mom said that to me so many times, I can't even count it on my fingers and toes.
Wow. She should put that on a pillow.
And the car rolled into the ditch. It was a pretty hard hit, so I think I probably blacked out.
The force of the crash totals the vehicle. But surprisingly, no one is injured.
They've totaled the car, but somehow they've managed to escape the crash with no injuries. So now they're running into the woods to hide. They lost that squad car for a minute, but it caught up with them. And now there's a second cop.
And Chuck, to me, actually, the only one out of this little trio that had a gun was brother Terry, the guy who was freaked out, the guy who did not have a criminal record and really had never done anything naughty. And naughty? What am I talking about? A 3-year-old? What's wrong with me? Yeah, listen, my son Terry has not done anything naughty. I don't know why he was involved in Conan. I should have never named him Conan. I just had an Arnold Schwarzenegger thing when I was pregnant.
No, he brings me tabs every Sunday and the comics. Okay.
So the three are hiding. Terry's got the gun and they hear a shot coming from the police officers. And Conan is like, is that a warning shot? Are they shooting at us? I don't know. But I know my brother Terry over here is about to run out of oxygen. He's not breathing in through his nose and out through his mouth. He's gonna hyperventilate. He's like, give me the gun. I'm the naughty one.
And Terry all of a sudden is like, nope, I got this. And he walks out of the woods where they're hiding onto the road and starts walking towards the cops. My friend, do not subscribe to a life of crime. It is not for you.
That jolt of bravery, wherever that came from, whether it was fear-based or adrenaline-based, I don't know, but he is walking straight for the cops and they're yelling, put your hands up, get down to the ground, you know, put your gun down. And Terry's like, okay, I really need my inhaler. I don't have asthma, but I feel like I do right now. Okay, I didn't mean to. He's the naughty one. And he surrenders.
Yeah, he's like, I love chips and Night Court, okay? I'm sorry. Also, have you ever seen Cagney and Lacey? They're great, okay? If you know any female cops, you should probably give them a raise because they deserve it. Anyway, so with the cops focused on Terry, it gives Brandy and Conan a chance to run, and so they do. The cops recover stolen cash and guns from the car.
17 guns.
17 guns. Guns.
Just a lot of guns. I guess everyone was swapping guns in that swap shop.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have the same ring as 21. They're like, 17 guns.
No, what's a better number? 18 guns. No, we need another number.
Yeah.
When Sheriff Brent Cruz runs Terry Helsley's name through the system, he gets a hit on his brother Conan's weapons charge from a few months earlier. Officers also know there is a third person in the car.
I need to know right now.
They finally get Terry to confirm Conan and Brandy's identities.
Do you have any idea where they're at right now?
But he didn't give up anything else about them or where they'd went, if he even knew at the time.
However, the cops at this point are like, well, wherever Brandy and Conan are, we're going to assume that they're both armed and dangerous.
So now they're looking for Conan and Brandy. They're using dogs and helicopters, and they sort of search all through the evening. And it's 9 p.m. They haven't found anything, so they call off the search. Now, Conan and Brandy don't have any weapons. They're not armed. I mean, they're dangerous because they're stupid. They rob in broad daylight in ski masks, and anyone that stupid should be considered dangerous. But Conan and Brandy are just kind of wandering around, and they find a house. Did they say an abandoned house or an empty house?
They said abandoned.
Right. So put a pin in that. So he smashes the window with some kind of dog statue. I'm not quite sure what that dog statue did to you, Conan, but very rude. And they get into the house and it's not abandoned. There's just nobody there.
It looks like a Raymore and Flanagan floor room. I was like, what are you talking about abandoned? You should abandon ship right now.
Yeah.
So Brandy's like, I'm going to go find some clean clothes. And Conan's like, no worries. I'm going to call my dad, Terry Sr., to get him to come pick us up. So he calls him. Dad's like, you probably should turn yourself in. But yeah, I'll come and get you. Great. Not great. You want to know why? Because guess who is home? The owners. It's not abandoned. It's newly renovated.
Did you guys think this house was abandoned? Because we live here. Everything here is ours, including, is that my dog statue? Who broke my dog statue? Someone call the police. Carl, tell them that was an heirloom.
It's not abandoned. It's vintage. And so now they're running out of the house and the owners call the cops and the sheriff is like, oh yeah, that's definitely Conan and Brandy.
No, rabble-rousers. It's probably those rabble-rousers.
I went about 5 residents north of the house they'd been broken into. Then I spotted Conan and Brandy.
The fugitives are practically hiding in plain sight.
So this is so funny. So they're not far from where the not abandoned empty house was. And Sheriff Cruz sees Conan and Brandy. What they've done is they've taken 2 deck chairs or lawn chairs, outside chairs, and they have faced them towards the home, like another home, not towards the street, not towards the fields, not towards anything. They're like, act totally normal. Like normal people take their chairs and just face it towards their home and their property. Like, what were you guys doing?
They were trying to hide in plain sight, and turns out they weren't very good at it.
That's like when Lola was little and we played hide and go seek and she just put a hat over her head and stood in the corner. And I was like, okay, right. So you can't see us, but you're not hiding. You are so stupid. You're not hiding.
Yeah, if you try to pull a Jane Krakowski in that Kimmy Schmidt show where you're like, I'm not really here. I'm not really here. Turns out you are, and you are very visible. And the sheriff hops out the car and says, put your hands up in the air. And Conan makes a run for it. But Brandy grabs him and says, we are done running. Yeah. I done slept in the woods last night, woke up at 7 a.m. You threw a dog through a window. I am wearing a weird American Pie t-shirt. I'm done.
So Brandy convinces Conan to surrender. And they're both put under arrest. And Conan is not pleased. Did you see reenactment Conan side-eyeing reenactment Brandy? I was like, bitch, this was all your idea. He was so mad at her.
You did this. This is you.
Yeah, she went along with that. I don't know what reenactment Conan had up his bonnet, but it was a bee or another stinging insect.
Wow, such harsh words. Oh my gosh, what's wrong?
Brandy is sentenced to 6 years for conspiracy for taking part in the planning of the robbery.
It seemed like she thought she was a modern-day Bonnie Clyde. I mean, she didn't seem to have her head wrapped around what harm she had caused.
Wait, that's a lot.
That is a lot. But guns were involved.
But she didn't have any gun. She didn't have a gun. She didn't hold anyone up. She was the non-driver in the getaway car. I mean, I get she was involved, but 6 years? I think that was way harsh, Ty.
I mean... You're a virgin who can't drive. Listen, if you're a...
rest in peace.
Rest, R.I.P. If you are a co-conspirator in what is considered a violent crime, I mean... and evading arrest. I mean, come on.
I'm going to call Rabia. Hold on.
Also, she might have had a criminal history that we don't know about.
That's actually a very good point. Let's call Rabia. Hold on.
Call has been forwarded to voicemail.
How fucking dare you?
Hey, Ellen.
Hi, I have a legal question for you. You're on the radio.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay.
I know it all.
I know. All right, listen to this. Wait, you're going to be very shocked. We're covering a case, and these two guys committed armed robbery of, like, a pawn shop, essentially. And the girl who was in the getaway car didn't drive the getaway car. She was in the getaway car, so she was, like, kind of part of it. Didn't have a gun, hold a gun, shoot a gun, but she did, like, run with them. She got 6 years. Do you think that's a lot?
Armed robbery was the charge. I mean, she's lucky they didn't kill anybody because she could have been convicted of felony murder. You can be convicted of felony without ever having held the weapon that the killers held as long as you were with them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So she was convicted of conspiracy. They got 12 years for the armed robbery and she only got 6.
I think 6 is excessive for her role. Look, here's the thing. There's a lot of dynamics at play in these kind of situations. Sometimes it's the boyfriend propelling everything and the 15-year-old girl is just along for it. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen this over and over again where these girls and sometimes women are trapped in these relationships. They don't have any power. I don't know enough facts about the case to know, but to me, for her just sitting in the car and not actually committing the robbery, I don't know if she benefited from the robbery, whatever. Seems like 6 years is a long time, Ellen. A lot happens in 6 years.
Right?
It's a long time to me. Yeah, I think it's a long sentence.
Aren't you proud of me? I'm not like, lock her up. Are you proud of me?
I am, because I thought you were going to argue that it wasn't long enough.
Oh, shut up, Romeo.
You said she only got 6 years. I'm like, uh-oh.
Did I say only? No, she got 6 years. I think that's a lot. She did evade arrest. I mean, they ran from the cops. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, all criminals. What criminals, like, show up and say, hi, I'm here, arrest me? Everybody runs from the cops. That's just what you expect them to do. It's the cops' job to find them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I'm very proud of you, and I'm also glad I answered your call.
I know. You tried to screen me, and I called back because I was like, we're calling Rabia, but...
I'm in the middle of praying because, you know, I pray 85 times a day, and so I was like, I'm not taking this call right now, Ellen. But then I thought there must be an emergency if she called back.
It is an emergency. Say hi to the down bitches.
Hey, down bitches. I'm one of you.
I know you. All right, love you. Bye. See? Even Rabia thinks it was excessive.
Listen, I'm always going to defer to Rabia, so there we go.
The Helsley brothers receive 12 years each.
Come on!
They are sent to separate prisons.
Conan Helsley, he kept to himself, but in seeing him in court, he seemed like a hard case.
Joey, tell them the bad news.
The bad news is that if you're in prison, you struggle.
Yeah.
It's hard. You end up feeling caged.
Conan, he didn't like it there. He did not like prison.
You know, I don't know about you, but what I do know about shoving a gun in someone's face and robbing them 5 days before Christmas, chances are it's not going to go over well.
Right.
And you might end up in prison where you're uncomfortable and you're eating questionable bologna and you have to poop in front of your cellmate. It's not a great place.
He did not like it. He didn't like it one bit. In fact, he wrote a letter to Brandy being like, I don't like it here. I don't like it and I want to get out. I want to escape. And she was like, okay, whatever. But you know what? Fast forward. We're on I Almost Got Away With It. I feel like something big is going to happen, Joseph.
Oh, honey, he was dreaming of his escape. He turned into Selena because he was like, I'll be dreaming of breaking out. I just wanted to throw in an Alanis Morissette yodel. So a year into Conan's sentence, he meets a dude who will be the key to his freedom. That is 45-year-old Kent Day, who is in there for life because of murder. We find out later on, this man is very violent.
Do you know who Kent Day is?
No.
Seriously?
No, tell me.
He's Linda Gay's second cousin. You know my cuz, Linda Gay. She's a cunt face anyway. I just want to sit here and play. She's just fine because I'm Kent P. Day. Yeah, that hit the top of the charts in the UK.
It was big.
Yeah.
I might be a murderer, but I don't hate the gays. It was something. Yeah.
It was, there were 4 extra verses.
Yes.
Well, he makes friends with Conan because Conan got in like a yard fight one day and he's like, you have to stop fighting, Conan. And he's like, I'm a pop star. I know these things.
Yep.
And Conan's like, I just really hate prison, man. I thought it would be way more fun in here. And it's just not fun.
Honey, you know where you go for fun?
Where?
Trader Joe's.
On the day that
they restock that cauliflower gnocchi. That's a fun day because it's like finding a needle in a haystack, okay?
As the two become friends, Helsley learns they share a common goal.
I can't carry no dead weight, though.
I'm no dead weight, man. I can move.
Day also dreams of being free, and he has a plan.
Can you hop a fence?
Of course I can hop a fence.
he already had a plan kind of mapped out. And I just said, if you ever escape, let me come along, yeah?
Okay, so this is pretty crazy. I actually contacted Discovery Plus because there is actual video surveillance of them in the yard talking and plotting. And I'm going to have Rick pull the audio from the video that they sent me.
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
So thank you, Discovery Plus. So that was real video footage of what happened and how they became best friends. I'm a journalist.
Yeah, everyone has an origin story. Well, the problem is there's two big obstacles to their freedom, and they got to figure that out. Number one, security vans that circle the prison. But don't you worry, they timed the rounds so they were able to figure out their schedule. Number two, razor wire fences. Don't you worry, they got a hold of some saw blades to cut those fences. So they keep those blades on them, just waiting for the right moment to sit there and wait like a spider and get their prey. And that brings us to April 4th, 2008.
There's so many saws in prison.
Well,
why are they leaving saws around everywhere with inmates?
Listen, if you have enough cigarettes and ramen noodles, you can get anything in prison.
Sure. So they're in line for their nightly medication at 9 p.m. and they have their saws on them. And we know this because Reenactment Kent and Reenactment Conan lift up their shirts to show each other the weapon that's underneath their uniform, their little outfits, you know, like you do in jail.
Yeah.
And they're standing right next to an exit, and methinks this is going to fit right on in with their plan.
Yeah, they slip out that exit, and they head to the prison yard. It's dark. It's wet. That's Ellen's Bumble username. And they're running.
Two razor wire fences stand between them and their freedom.
I started cutting on one of the inside fences, but I didn't realize how loud it was going to be. I might as well have just been standing there shaking them.
They're doing their best, but it may as well be a mariachi band on the A train.
So what you're telling me is the sound of metal slicing metal is loud?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Two plus two equals four.
Great. But they can't do it. They're like, this is too loud. We're going to distract this. We can't do it this way. You know what's a great idea? Let's just jump over these razor wire, barbed wire fences. That sounds like a good plan.
So they cover their hands with their t-shirts. Honey, those blades cut right through their shirts. And now their hands are sliced the fuck up. Conan's like, you know, they say that the razor wires aren't that sharp.
Well, Conan's here to tell you.
That's a lie. It's very sharp.
Huh. You don't say. So razor wire is sharp.
Wow.
Do you know what's not sharp? Hmm. Conan. I've known cheddar that's sharper than that dumbass.
My goodness. They're like, razor wire is full of razors and sharp? So it's very difficult. There's tons of blood, but eventually they get over the first fence. Now, they still have one more fence, and they keep slipping because there's so much blood. But now they're like, well, shit, we made it this far. And Kent uses his leg to push down the razor wire so Conan can get over, which causes a huge gash in his leg. We are talking 5 or 6 inches to his bone.
Yeah.
It's a high price.
Oh, man. But they get over. They get over the second fence. They are injured and bloody, but they're free, I guess, for the moment.
And Conan says, despite the blood, the cuts, the pain, it was the most exhilarating adrenaline rush of my life. Girl, can't you just ride King Dakar at Six Flags like the rest of us? I don't... My Lord, it takes a bloody leg escape in prison for you to get an adrenaline rush? Sir, the calls are coming from in the house. Answer the phone. It's Jesus. You're not right with him. It's time to fix your relationship with God.
Do they run into the woods? And it's at this time that they notice that the two inmates have not picked up their medicine for the night.
Clearly.
Yeah. I'm feeling weird. We should have grabbed our medicine before. I feel like we did this backwards. So they radio and walkie-talkie to find these inmates, and they obviously have to search the premises, search everywhere, and at the fence, they find a hacksaw blade that they try to use. Now, Sergeant Robert Priest from the Indiana State Police is here, and he says...
There was actually a hacksaw blade, which leads us to believe that possibly this was planned. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment type of escape.
Did that man just say escape?
Escape.
Do you hear him saying escape?
I mean, listen, escape was a wonderful R&B group from the 90s. Unfortunately, as a lieutenant, it doesn't quite work out. Do you remember escape from the 90s?
I remember En Vogue. Joey, I listened to it 20 times. He says escape.
Escape saying, who can I run to? Hit it, Rick. Oh my God, great song. But yes, I understand. He did say escape. Now listen, at this point, they're like, release the dogs! And the dogs are searching for them, but they lose the scent. Now, these men knew that mm-hmm. the dogs would be sniffing them out. So they said, baby, grab some chili powder, because we're going to need this on our way. They left a trail of chili powder behind them as they're running to throw the dogs off. Now listen, you can say a lot about these dumb and dumber here, but the chili powder, I think that was smart.
They didn't know that razor sharp fences were in fact razor sharp, but they know that dogs do not like chili powder. They don't like any spices, actually. If you ask a dog, they're like, I don't like garlic salt. I don't like onion salt. I don't like everything but the bagel seasoning. I don't like chili powder. I don't like salmon powder. I don't like any kind of powder. I like a little sea salt. Maybe yeah. just a little bit of sea salt. Maybe a touch of nutmeg. Everybody knows that about dogs.
Is that oregano?
Oh my God. But don't get all excited. This is the one smart thing that these two paper straws do that's semi-smart.
Well, one thing that they forgot to do was procure a ride. So now they're just running willy-nilly. There's no one there to pick them up. Not mom, not dad, not cousin Plukey, Chicken George. No one is there to pick them up.
They were like, turns out we didn't have a plan.
No.
We didn't think we'd get this far, so we didn't have a plan.
No, there's no plan. They're doing two things right now. Running and bleeding.
They're just running bloody with a shit ton of chili powder in their pockets. Great plan, guys. But before you can say hallelujah, what's it to ya, Sergeant Todd Ringel from the Indiana Police says,
when we received the information that these two individuals escaped, you know, we took it very serious because they were serving time for some very serious felonies.
Did he just say escape to what the fuck is happening in Indiana? Do you all eat salmon? Who wants some quinoa? Or Worcestershire? Well, that one's hard. Worcestershire, that one is hard. I'll give them that one. Indianians are like, I could care less. They're just saying everything wrong.
I can't talk because in New Orleans, we call going to the grocery store making groceries. So...
would you like some salmon? And then we'll have a lovely espresso. He said escape to. Those are two separate people in a 1 minute time frame that said escape. Now I feel like the crazy one. I feel like they're gaslighting me.
You gonna make it?
No.
So now the Indiana State Police get involved and Lieutenant Rob Priest leads the investigation and he has to try to get ahead of them, right? So he goes and speaks with Conan's father, asks if he's heard from him or knows where he's at, and he's like, I have no idea. Well, it turns out that Conan and Kent, they're only 15 miles from the prison, and the last thing that they were gonna do was reach out to their family, because they knew better.
But also, we're gonna learn Papa Terry is like a down bitch, but in the sense that he's a down bitch only for Conan.
Yeah.
Because Terry is not going to cooperate with anyone. We'll find out more later.
So Kent says, wait a minute, I have an idea. And he's like, I hope it doesn't involve another razor wire because that did not work out well for you, sir.
But kudos on the chili powder. You do get 2 points for that.
Yes. He says, I have a friend in Madisonville, Kentucky who may be able to help us out. He's an old prison mate and he makes fake IDs. The problem is that Kent's leg is bleeding profusely and it's really slowing them down. They need a car.
Plus, he was cut with metal. That shit is gonna get infected in about an hour.
Hope you got your tetanus shot.
This sounds like a great plan. After we escape prison, let me go find my other friend who is in prison to help us. This is going great. This is fantastic planning.
What could go wrong?
Little do the police know, Helsley and Day have spent the night running through the woods and are less than 15 miles from the prison. Finally, they come across an isolated construction site.
Hey, get the truck, man! Get the truck!
It may offer the lifeline they've been looking for.
This one pickup truck had the keys in it.
How does this keep happening?
I have no idea.
Who knew? knew that all over these great states that we call United, there are people just willy-nilly leaving their keys inside of their cars. Like, who does this, and how do escaped convicts always find it? Every episode, the keys were in the car. Do you think they just don't want to say they hotwired a car? That's impossible.
No, I don't know, but just remember, at one point, Kid Rock was considered cool. Okay, that's what, you know,
I don't know what that means, but I'm gonna nod because you're so pretty.
Thank you so much. And so they steal this truck and they make it all the way to Princeton, Kentucky, which is about 30 miles away from Madisonville. But you know what you need to drive long distance?
A good Spotify playlist that makes you cry?
No.
A funny podcast that keeps you company?
It helps, but no.
A McDonald's Diet Coke the size of your head to keep you hydrated where there's not a bathroom in sight?
Nope. I mean, all those things are help, but you know what you really need? Gas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you need to get gas?
Chili powder.
That and money.
Oh, right.
Well, it also helps if you have a gas gauge that works. And I don't know what these numbskulls were thinking. They're like, oh no, this tank of gas has been full our whole trip.
This gets great mileage. Whoever said big cars get bad mileage, they don't know what they're talking about.
The gas gauge was broken. So all of a sudden they run out of gas and they're stranded.
With no money and no gas station in sight, they're forced to abandon the truck and take off in search of a new ride.
We were walking for a few hours, and then we found a double-wide trailer. And there was a truck in the back. We knocked on the door. Nobody answered. Knocked on the back door. Nobody answered. And he started searching the truck.
Guess what's in this truck? Not keys. I didn't think that for a second. A rifle. So Kent grabs the rifle while Conan is trying to see what's going on in this double-wide when the owner pulls up into his own driveway.
And you know what he has? A shotgun. And he is not afraid to use it. So they're running. They're hearing gunshots behind them. They're able to dodge the bullets. They don't know if the guy was just trying to scare them or if he was just had really bad aim. But they are exhausted and they run.
But you know that reenactment actor, the property owner, he was great. He threw an ad lib in there and I really appreciated it.
What was it?
Don't come back now, you hear? He was like, I just totally ad-libbed that. I ad-libbed that. Is it, can we keep it? Because I was like, because we're in Kentucky. Don't come back now, you hear? Did you guys hear that?
You know that he threw in another one, but they cut it because it was trademarked.
Oh, what was it?
Kiss my grits!
Oh, you know, I heard they had another one. It also ended up on the cutting room floor.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Schwarzenegger was going to make a full circle in this podcast.
I mean, listen, there were actually a lot. This guy's good.
Well, because he's like, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep riffing. I'm going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
Yeah. Also trademark. So they just run. They run and run for another night, and eventually they find a van with keys in it behind a grocery store.
Come on!
That's wild. And they're able to use that to finally get to Madisonville, where they ditch the van in an abandoned parking lot.
And they pull up to a payphone, and they somehow know how to make a call on it, and somehow have change. I don't know how they made that call. And he called his friends. He was like, man, you don't even understand. We found two cars with keys in it, and this guy yelled at us. I don't know. He looked kind of like Julia Roberts. It was really confusing. I don't know, but we're gonna head on over to your place. And that guy was like, listen, okay, I know we are prison buddies. I know we spent those days together in isolation, washing each other in the shower, gazing into each other's eyes at the mess hall. We had some magical chats in our cots. What was I saying? Sorry. Yeah, you're all over the news, and it's for that reason that I'm out.
He was a shark. Turned into a shark.
He basically said,
he can't sit with us!
He was not in it.
It's a massive letdown. Even worse for the escapees. The case is heating up at the Indiana State Outpost.
Thank you very much. Yep. Yes, we'll be in touch.
That same day.
Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Rob Priest finally gets a break in the case. A patrol officer in Princeton, Kentucky comes across the stolen pickup.
And they actually got a hold of surveillance footage showing Conan and Kent stealing that truck from the construction site. So they know it's them. And they know that they're in Kentucky and they're able to create a timeline. And then they find that abandoned van in that parking lot. So they call the Madisonville police and they're like, oh shit. Oh yeah, we know all about this and we know Kent. He has quite a reputation here. Why do you ask? I'd love to tell you. Remember how I told you this man is very violent? Well, back in the 80s, he was convicted of sexual assault and murder. Just a real stand-up guy.
Yeah. And they were like, what's there to say? We know Kente. He did not come here to play. Don't fuck around with that man. Don't fuck around with Kente. So yeah, they know him. Yeah.
Not only do they know him, their faces are on every television in Madisonville. So now Conan and Kent are in bad shape. They're sleeping in fields and they're stealing food from cars. And Kent has blood poisoning and he can barely walk. But Conan refused to abandon him.
I mean, here's the thing. That leg, seriously, his leg had to have been so infected. It was probably, I can't honestly believe he lasted that long if the cut is as bad as they're describing. My brother John put a gash on his leg very similar. He had like an axe. He ran into a bench. I can't. Spoiler, he's still alive. I can't believe it. That is a wow. Really, really bad cut and that infection. So they're walking in one of the fields that they're walking through, probably the strawberry ones, and they see a plane overhead and they keep trying to hide. They're paranoid. They're like, is that the cops? Are there cameras attached to them?
They spot an abandoned warehouse just as the plane circles back overhead.
Come on.
They quickly duck inside.
Right here.
Hoping to sleep through the rest of the day.
Conan says, you know, I really wanted my freedom. This is very stressful. It's not fun. I'm like, sir, did you think that escaping prison with a cut up body was going to be like the Country Bear Jamboree? I don't understand what you're... set the bar lower, sir.
Well, prison wasn't fun, sir. And being on the run isn't fun. You gotta make choices in life, okay? And also, not every day is fun, which is something I've had to explain to my teenager.
Yeah, in the words of Sheryl Crow, every day is a winding road, especially if you have blood poisoning. So...
I was the cut verse, so yeah.
Yeah, so the plan is to just lay low in this warehouse because running in broad daylight, that's a bad idea, right? So they're just going to sleep it off and then they'll hit the road again at night. Well, a few hours later, these two men wake up to the sound of a cop car outside and they're like, the jig is up.
So they're in the warehouse and they find a hiding spot in the warehouse. They find this cabinet that they both get in and they can see the cop looking through the warehouse with a flashlight. And they're like in a closet, in a cupboard. It's like you, honey, all through the 80s and early 90s.
And look at me. I'm
just
fine.
Hiding in a closet. So they are very, very sure this is it. But the cop doesn't see them.
Yeah.
The cop like looks around. It's very... The Von Trapps hiding in the Abbey with the Nazi. It's very that. And the cop drove away.
And that was a little too close of a call for these two men. So despite Ken's fucked up leg and his blood poisoning, they hit the road. And they're like, maybe we'll go to California or Mexico. How? Please explain. I would love to see this. Can you please explain it to me on a whiteboard?
You guys are eating stale French fries from people's middle consoles out of their car, and you're going to make it to lovely beaches of Mexico? Best of luck, my friends. Good luck with your project.
Well, even dumber, Conan is like, well, before we go to Mexico or California, I really want to say goodbye to my family. So he's thinking, yeah. Let's stop in Boonville.
We knew that they had to find money and they had to find food if they wanted to continue to be on the run. So we suspected that they may come up here and try to gain assistance through Helsley's family.
Have you heard from Conan?
They question Helsley's father again.
I hadn't seen him anywhere. Okay.
Just like last time, he says he hasn't heard from his son.
And the cops don't believe him. And the cops are like, but... Would you tell us if you had seen him? He's like, no, I wouldn't.
Actually, what I believe he said was this.
Hell no.
Yep, that's what I believe he said. So 72 hours after that close call in the warehouse, they spot a car with keys in it. But the owner is only a few feet away. But they're so desperate that they jump in this car and take off. And of course, the victim calls the police immediately. And now the police are like, gotcha, bitch.
So they make their way to a payphone so Conan can call Papa Terry. And he's calling Papa Terry and he notices these two girls staring at him. And they're hubbubbing, right? They're the extras. They're like, hubbub, hubbub. That looks like that guy from the news. Hubbub, we should find a police officer. Hubbub, peas and carrots.
Yep.
So they go find a guy in a tan shirt who's obviously supposed to be some kind of sheriff or whatever. So the cops see Conan and Kent, and Conan's like, I think those hubbub girls definitely just said something to that cop. So let's skedaddle the way my dad did out of my life. It'll be adorable. Where is that guy? That guy really put the dad in skedaddle.
So now this cop is hot on their trail, and Conan is driving like 100 miles an hour, and he's spotted by another cop who just is sitting there, you know, doing his job. And now he has this cop on him, and he's flying down the road. There are more cops on their way. It's getting chaotic.
One cop throws down stop sticks, but Helsley manages to swerve around them.
He tried to throw it in front of me, but he threw it too far. And so I was able to drive around through the bushes and get around it.
LOL, sir, you had one job. You had one job.
Idiot!
But further up the road, cops drop more stop sticks. And Conan is thinking, well, I'll just drive around these too. Unfortunately, there was a motorist who had seen the cops doing their thing. And he was like, oh God, I don't want to get involved in this. I should just pull over to the side of the road.
Did you say motorist?
Listen, I'm going by what they said. I almost got away with it. They called it a motorist.
Are we in Clue? I don't know what all these motorists are doing on the road while I'm driving. Did you see that motorist? There's just motorists everywhere.
I was just on my way to get some fish and chips at the local pub for a pint. And all of a sudden, it was just a motorist minding my business. A minding my business motorist. All of a sudden, I said, look at this. Look, constables. There's constables everywhere. I should probably
pull
over.
That constable's very responsible. But those motorists are absolute pills, I tell you.
Let me just get out of these cunts' ways.
You heard it here, everyone. They're motorists. Tell them about the motorist, baby. What do the motorists do?
Anyway, you fucking monster. The motorist pulls over to the side of the road.
Stop saying motorist.
He pulls over and he's just minding his own business. And the problem is that Conan is going 120 miles an hour now. And he tries to swerve around those stop sticks and he loses control of the car and drives right in. I don't want to say it.
Go ahead, honey. I won't make fun of you.
I don't believe you.
Go ahead, baby. Say, I'm not going to make fun of you. I would never do that. That's not in my nature.
He drives right into this motorist.
He's a motorist? How many motorists were there? Were you on the Autobahn?
In the
there are bloody motorists everywhere. Everywhere. Gladys, come look. There's motorists everywhere. I had no idea there were so many motorists in this town. There's a chock full of them, isn't there?
The position has been filled.
Votes for women. Okay.
I really thought that we were going to have some serious injuries.
Shockingly, the innocent bystander is not injured.
Good news! The motorist is fine. I'm never letting you live this down.
So anyway, they get the motorist out of the car and they're like, you should probably go home. If you make it home right now, you might be able to catch an episode of The Great British Bake Off or perhaps Doctor Who.
Murder, She Wrote is a little bit more my style.
And so Conan is so shocked from the car accident and he's trapped. He's not going anywhere. And he says, look, if I had the wherewithal to run, I would have run because I did not want to go back to jail. But turns out it's very hard to exit a crashed car when you probably are concussed. So the cops surround the car, they get him out, and they arrest him.
Now, at this point, the cops knew that both Kent Day and also Conan escaped together. But they by no means thought they were going to be Heckle and Jekyll together. They did not think they were going to find them together. They thought they would absolutely go their separate ways. So when they realize that Day is in the car, they're shocked. They're like, wait, there's another person in here. And Day is, that man has to be minutes from dying of that infection in his leg. He has to.
It's awful. I really, truly don't know how he made it that far. So they do arrest Kent, and both men receive an additional 8 years added to their sentences, which Kent was already serving life. So he's like, what's more 8 years? May as well be 80 fucking years. But that means...
What's more 8 years? What's more 8 years?
Can I just get through this? Can I just get through this?
You guys, the wheels are falling off the wagon. We're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic at this point, okay?
One second. Hi. Hello, hypnotist? Yes. You know how, you did not hypnotize Ellen out of my life today? Mm-hmm. I made an appointment for tomorrow. Can you just, internal sunshine of the spotless mind, her out of my brain? Yes. Just make a racist.
I'll get there by Uber. I'll get a motorist to take me. Don't you worry. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye. So, this additional 8 years means 20 years in prison for Conan.
Terry Helsley was released after 6 years. And Brandy after 3.
I felt bad for him, you know, Conan escaped from prison. I guess I was hoping that he'd be smart enough to escape and go far away, not go back to Evansville.
So, Brother Terry was released after serving 6 years, and Brandy was released after serving 3 years. Turns out, Conan and Brandy, no longer together.
That's sad.
You had a bad day, you tell me.
Yeah, this is a bad day.
Now, they tell us that Conan was scheduled to be released in 2018, which I was like, this math ain't mathin'. So if the original crime was 2006...
And he got 12 for that.
That would be 2018. So really, he should be there till 2026. I'm not a gynecologist, okay? I don't do this kind of math. But I'm just saying, those numbers didn't add up to me. But I did try to do some side goog on him. I couldn't find anything.
No, I think he changed his name. I looked everywhere. I do know that Kent Day is actually incarcerated in Kentucky now, and he's up for parole in October of 2027. He's not going to get it. And sadly, Papa Terry passed in 2023.
I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I have learned so much from this series and this episode and you. So say something funny, honey.
Well, we did learn some new things on this episode.
So many things.
That December 20th is, in fact, 5 days before Christmas.
Very important. Chili powder throws off the scents for dogs.
Yeah. But did you know that a very famous song was inspired by this episode?
I didn't.
Yeah. Hit it! Don't get blood poisoning tonight. Your leg won't be all right. Goom, goom, pow.
End down, bitches. We gave you one more bonus. I almost got away with it just to make Joey happy.
Thank
and
you.
Just so that we could work the word motorist into your vernacular. Please use it in a sentence one day this week. Circle back. Tell our Facebook group how you used it in a sentence.
I really don't like you.
I love you. You all, we have added our new cities to our tour schedule for our tour that is tacking on to Raleigh, Columbus, and Indianapolis. Tell them what we just announced, Joey.
We will be in Nashville, Tennessee on June 4th.
We're coming back to you, Phoenix, June 16th.
And then we will finish you off in Minneapolis on June 17th.
Please, we will not finish you off. Please don't spread that rumor. Please do not tell drag-alongs. Please don't tell the men we can shapeshift. They will tell the church. Come and see us. We have loved touring around. We are so excited that we can add cities. We have never been to Minneapolis. We loved Phoenix last time so much. We've always loved Nashville. We have played Nashville 2 times. So come out and see us. Go to ithinknotpod.com. Click the See Us Live link. Come get tickets. Get your face squeezed. Bring a drag along. Don't forget, no down bitches ever left behind. We have solo bracelets at every show. Little glow-in-the-dark bracelets so that if you want to be scooped up by a fellow down bitch, by a fellow true crime lover, and you want to make new friends, that is your honing signal. Do not be afraid to come to one of our live shows. I swear, it is full of so much love. I mean it when I say every single venue we go to, this is not hyperbolic. Everyone says you have some of the nicest guests that we have ever come across. Remember the people at the Bourbon Room?
Yeah.
They were like, we just don't get people like this. Everyone was lovely and kind. It really is such a wonderful atmosphere. That makes us so happy.
And proud.
It makes us so happy that you guys create such a safe space for each other. other. It's just absolutely the best.
And if you aren't able to snag a VIP ticket, do not worry. We always stay after the show and take a picture, hug, kiss anyone who wants to stay and hang out. So we will see you in one of those cities. We're about to announce more cities pretty soon. We are so fortunate to do what we love and also just to be loved on by y'all. It really does mean the world. So we will see you very soon.
And to keep up to date on everything that we're doing, including a merch drop coming, please follow us on social media. I Think Not Pod on Instagram. You can also find us on TikTok. And of course, our Facebook group where we have tons of discussions, announcements. We have our Small Business Saturday once a month. It is a lot of fun. Please find us, connect with us. We absolutely love getting the opportunity to connect with you all, to see your pictures, to hear your ideas, to have conversations. So please find us on socials. It means a lot. And if your thumbs are feeling frisky, go ahead and head on over to iTunes or Spotify and please leave us a 5-star review. It really does matter, not just for our egos, but so that other down bitches can find us. Until then, I love you, Joey.
I love you too, Yellow Marsh, and I love you, DBs.
Love you, down bitches.
Love you.
Bye.
Waving on a motorist.
Think Not Pod dot paid. Nope. I think not pod slash.
Patreon.com.
No. I don't know who I am or what I'm doing. And Chris gets pulled over for just.
Who's Chris?
Chris? Who's Chris?
I have no idea.
And
not Connor. We've gotten every name. Also, it helps if you have a. What are those things called? A gasometer?
Gas gauge?
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know.
The gas gauge is broken in the car. Yeah.
Also, you know what else you
need? Did you just say a gasometer?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.